ألم يأن للذين آمنوا أن تخشع قلوبهم لذكر الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my dear brothers and sisters. What's going on? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless every single one of us with the best in this world and the next. Iman is something that fluctuates, and we've witnessed this. We see that there are times when our iman is extremely high. We see tremendous growth. We feel like doing any and everything there is that we can do. But then on the flip side, we witness times when we're struggling, when our iman is low. It's very difficult to even do the basic things. And this is expected. After all, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Verily the faith of one of you will wear out within him, just as a shirt becomes worn out. So ask Allah to renew faith in your hearts." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us that our faith will wear out. And he's also telling us the cure, what to do, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us firm, to renew that faith, to increase it. But how many of us actively ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to renew our faith, to keep us firm? And just like our faith weakens from time to time, also our motivation in other areas also weakens. You know, we get excited in the beginning about working out, about eating healthy, about starting a new business, and the list goes on. But what happens with over time, that motivation, that excitement, it wears out. And a lot of people, they give up. So what can we do to ensure that this dip in motivation, this dip in iman, it happens less frequently? Because it is bound to happen. Well, firstly, we need to approach everything we do in a balanced manner. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that for every action, there's zeal. There's a period of excitement. In the beginning, we have this excitement. But then for every action, it goes through a period of weakness. You know, we wear out. That motivation stops. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that whoever's action is according to my sunnah, sunnati, then they will succeed. But whoever's action is not in accordance to my sunnah, then they will fail. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is referring to his sunnah. What is his sunnah? The sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the middle path, the balanced way. Not to be too extreme in it, too overzealous that we burn ourselves out. At the same time, not to be neglectful. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is teaching us how to approach things. And everyone's middle path is different. Some people can take on more because they're used to it. Some people in the beginning, they can't take on a lot. So we approach everything in a balanced manner, because consistency is key, and consistency over time leads to tremendous results. And not only that, we approach things in a balanced manner, but we also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make these actions, especially the acts of ibadah and the other things that are beneficial to us. We seek Allah's help and ask Him to make it beloved to us, so that we enjoy doing it, so that we don't get bored. As some of the Salaf used to say, that when it comes to act of ibadah, if we do it out of love, then we will never get bored. And this is ideally how we want to function, in a balanced manner, and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make these actions beloved to us, not only in our worship and spirituality, but also in our other affairs, to make our work beloved to us, so we enjoy doing it, we're not miserable. But then sometimes things happen that shake us. We might make a mistake. We might fall off course. What do we do then? Our iman might take a serious hit. Do we give up altogether just because I don't feel like right now that I'm not going to pray? Do I start committing sins? It doesn't work like that. And Umar bin Khattab has a profound statement. He said that the heart, you know, there are times when it's extremely motivated. It wants to do good. And there are times when it just doesn't feel like it. When the heart is moving towards good and is motivated, we try to do a lot of nawafil. This is a time to really step up our routine, to move ourselves to new heights. But then, when our hearts don't feel like it, this is the time we stick to the fara'id, the obligatory actions. So we stick to the obligatory actions and we don't commit sins. What did Umar bin Khattab just do? He set a limit. There's a minimum that we cannot allow ourselves, no matter what, to drop under. And Islam is a practical religion. It's applicable to every area in our life. And we want to strive for excellence in every area. So how do we take this principle and apply it in other areas? This is something called setting a limit, or we can say the minimum. Because if our minimum is the obligatory actions, praying our five times salawat, being good to our parents, our family members, staying away from sin, eventually we're going to bounce back. Because we're still doing these actions consistently. And we can set our minimums, our limits in other areas as well. For example, ideally, let's say I want to be reading Quran for 30 minutes a day. But then there are times I'm going to be busy. I might not be able to commit to that. What do I do then? Just give up? And lose out on the barakah, lose out on the reward? No, we set a minimum that no matter what, I can at least read for 1 minute, or one line, or 2 lines, or half a page, however you want to set it. And this way we'll ensure we do it. Ideally, if I'm trying to work out 5 days a week, there are going to be times when I'm busy, I'm traveling, I need to commit to other things. Then what do? Is give up and lose all the progress that I made? No, we set a limit that I will at least work out, for example, 10 minutes twice a week. That's better than giving up altogether. Another example, if I normally read for 10, 15 minutes per day, for example, then I can set a minimum to read for a minute. That's easy to do. And usually the most difficult thing is just starting to act. Because when we look at the task in front of us, reading Quran for 30 minutes, for example, or working out 5 days a week, it can feel overwhelming. But if we set a minimum and it's easy, then it's easy to get the act started. And usually what happens is things that are in motion tend to stay in motion. When we read one ayah, for example, it might spark curiosity. It might not, but at least we read that one ayah. So it becomes very important for us to set limits. And when it comes to our ibadah, we should never, ever allow ourselves to fall below the obligatory actions and never allow ourselves to start committing major sins. So to recap, our iman, it fluctuates. Our motivation also fluctuates as well. And this is something that is normal. Secondly, to always approach things in a balanced manner. Be consistent. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make these actions enjoyable to us, that we love it. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to always keep our motivation, our iman at a high level. And when this phase actually does come where our iman is low and our motivation is low, and when it comes to our worship, we make sure that we stick to the obligatory action. We stay away from all haram as much as we can. And in other areas, we make sure that we maintain a limit. Something that is easy to do, and that we do it consistently. One ayah, one page, 1 minute of reading. And a very important thing that we do is we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala consistently on a daily basis to strengthen our faith, to make these things beloved to us, to help us when we're in this phase, when we're struggling a little bit, to help us get out of it. You know, we complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desperately, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always answer our dua. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strengthen our faith, to keep us firm upon His path until our last breath. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Inna Allah la yughayyiru ma biqawmin hatta yughayyiru ma bi anfusihim.